first of all, I think if they put this into its context, and indeed its proper context, there was an inquiry. The inquiry's findings are there for all to be seen. And Lord Savile, in his findings, first of all, you know, vindicated the families who had campaigned long to ensure the truth would be told about Bloody Sunday. He consigned to the dustbin of history, Widgery, which in essence had found the innocent guilty and the guilty innocent. And then I think in the aftermath of that, we witnessed and heard the statement from the British Prime Minister, who said that it was unjustified and unjustifiable, and apologised on behalf of the British government.
But Raymond McCarthy, let's cut to the chase here. Do you want to see 60-year-old paratroopers in the dock?
See, I think what we have to allow to happen, Stephen, and this is where we all should take a step back and not prescribe what's going to happen. Due process is now in place. After the inquiry, as I'm informed, in all major inquiries, a copy of the inquiry is sent to the Director of Public Prosecution. The family solicitors then made submissions, and the director appointed a senior counsel to do a scoping exercise as to whether there should be further investigation that would be faced in terms of indictment in front of court.
But if Raymond McCartney, you're talking about due process now, and you believe so vehemently now in this Savile inquiry, it says it was probable that Martin McGuinness was running around with a submachine gun. Running around with a submachine gun was illegal at the time, illegal now. Should he be in the dock?
Well, you've already said that, you know, that the inquiry found that there was no evidence. Now, I think that should be left up
should
to
the police investigate
service.
It?
That should be left up to the prosecution service, not for you or I or anybody else to speculate.
So you think the police should investigate it?
The prosecution services have told us that they have done a thorough investigation of all the findings of the Savile inquiry. That has now been handed over to the PSNA, and the PSNA must process. So I'm not going to be prescriptive on what the PSNA or the Public Prosecution Service should do, but they should do their job.
And the cloddy bombs by the IRA, Raymond McCartney, should they now be investigated by the police?
Well, I'm told that they have been investigated. You see, Stephen,
should there be an investigation reopened?
Well, I'm told that such cases are never closed. And this is the point which has to be made.
But would you support Stephen, a further investigation into Claudia?
I don't want this to become a case this morning of what about.
But that's exactly what this opens up.
In 1972, there was 14 people shot dead in Derry. 13 people wounded.
Raymond.
The RUC did not do an investigation. The British government initiated an inquiry. The inquiry found that all the people who were shot dead that day, in his words, were people who were carrying firearms or carrying explosives. A subsequent inquiry has found differently. Due process has been kicked in. No one is saying, nor no one is suggesting, that due process has not kicked in to the cloddy bombing.
And Martin McGuinness, who has said that he was an IRA commander, should the police be investigating his behaviour while he was an IRA commander? It was illegal in itself to be an IRA commander.
Well, I mean, Stephen, that's a matter which you should put the PSNA.
Come on, Raymond.
Suggesting that the PSNA or the RUC at the time weren't investigating
Raymond.
IRA activity.
Raymond, we know
and
each
again,
other. We know each other. We've dealt with each other. We've dealt with each other over too many years. Here's the score.
What you're trying to do here is broaden the argument where the argument shouldn't go. Yesterday, it was confirmed that there will be an investigation into what happened on Bloody Sunday.
Raymond.
That's due process, and we should allow due process to continue.
You know rightly.
Rather than people making spurious arguments of what about.
Well,
if we reduce this down to what about, then I don't think we're being productive.
Okay, but you know that it will infuriate some people listening to this morning.
It has infuriated the people of Derry for 40 years
that you,
the matter was not investigated by the RUC.
Whatever
about infuriation, let due process take its place.
It will infuriate some people this morning that you want to focus on one particular case that would suit your agenda, but when I put other cases that may not suit your agenda, you say it's a matter for others. You need to have an opinion.
I didn't say it was a matter for
you
ours.
You need to have an opinion on this.
I didn't say it was a matter for ours. I was asked here to comment on the initiation of an investigation in the aftermath of a Savile inquiry. What I'm saying very, very clearly, due process must be allowed to take place. If anyone is suggesting that due process hasn't taken place in the other investigations which you have said, then we're on the record saying that people are entitled to
Well,
justice.
Do you believe due process has taken place? Do you, Raymond McCartney, believe due process has taken place to uncover exactly what Martin McGuinness did while he was a senior member of the IRA? You know, a senior commander of the IRA.
Stephen, what orders did he give? That's a question with respect you should put to the RUC, not to me. I haven't got the evidence, but I know Martin McGuinness, and he has said this publicly, was arrested on a number of occasions. If you have any issue about how the RUC have pursued Martin McGuinness, then it's a matter for the RUC.
It's a matter for the PSNI, you mean?
Well, now it's a matter for the PSNI.